Our scripture lesson today comes from Luke chapter 2, 41 to 50. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival, according to custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them.
We're in a season in the church known as Advent. It's 4 weeks of preparation leading up to Christmas. And it's a tradition of the church, goes all the way back to the organization of the church, practically, that we take some time and we prepare our hearts and our minds and our mindset for Christmas. And on some level, we may have to ask ourselves, why would we do that? We know what Christmas is. If you were raised in church, then you have celebrated Christmas in church your whole life. Even if you were not raised in church, you probably heard the Christmas story. You probably heard the story of Mary and Joseph, and the baby, wrapping him in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Even people who are not Christian have heard the story of Jesus in some way or another. And we know our Christmas traditions in our family. We know our Christmas traditions in church. We know the story of Christmas. We've done this all our life. And so the question may come to us, why do we need 4 weeks of preparation to celebrate Christmas? Why would the church have a season of Advent just to get ready for the celebration of Christmas when we all know exactly what we're going to do? But then we read this story about Mary and Joseph. When Jesus was 12, and they had taken him to the temple, he kind of disappeared. He was teaching in the temple, and they couldn't find him. For a while, they assumed he was with other relatives, but then they couldn't find him. So Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus, searching everywhere to find this boy. And when they find him, he says, "Why were you so upset? Didn't you know I need to be in my father's house?" Referring, of course, to God, teaching the word of God in the temple. And the Bible tells us they didn't understand. This is the woman who gave birth as a virgin. 12 years later, didn't understand. These are the people who saw the shepherds and the wise men come to celebrate the birth. These are the people that heard from the angels to predict this birth. They had been through all of this, and 12 years later, they didn't get it. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us why they didn't get it, but I think there is one possible explanation for why people who saw the angels appear before them, the woman who gave birth as a virgin, that the people who saw the shepherds and the wise men coming to celebrate the birth, how 12 years later they wouldn't quite understand why he needed to be teaching in the temple. Somewhere between birth and 12, things got routine. There is not one word in Scripture about Jesus between the birth narratives The shepherds, the wise men, the wrapping and swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, all of that is told, and nothing else is said until he's 12, and this story about Jesus being in the temple. There's nothing that we needed to know. We don't know what took place. But if there was something that we needed to know, we can assume God would have made sure it was in the inspired scriptures. Nothing happened that we needed to know. It was routine. Joseph was a carpenter. He went to work every day. Jesus had siblings. There were other kids to raise too. It just became ordinary. To the point that 12 years later, when Jesus is in the temple and he says, "Didn't you know I need to be in my Father's house?" They didn't understand. If Mary and Joseph, who were appeared to by the angels, who were there as Mary gave birth as a virgin, that saw the shepherds and the wise men coming, if they could get into a routine of life where they didn't quite understand who Jesus was, don't you think that could happen to us too? That we could get into a routine of life and we don't really get it. We don't really understand Jesus. We don't really understand the significance of the birth. We don't really let the Christmas story become part of us in the Christmas season. It all becomes rather ordinary, routine, enjoyable. Nothing bad about it. We do what we did last year. We follow our family traditions and our church traditions, and we do the things that we normally do. And it's very possible, especially in an international church like this, that some of you are going to be traveling maybe long distances, and it's going to be very, very busy. If Mary and Joseph could lose sight, even for a moment, of who Jesus was, really is, don't you think that could happen to us too? In our routines, in our busyness, in our ordinary things of life, even in all the stuff of Christmas, we've done this before. We've literally had Christmas season every year of our life. Whatever tradition you may come from, whatever family background you have, whatever nation that you come from, you have had Christmas of some type your whole life. And that's why the church, all the way back towards the beginning, set in the church calendar a season of 4 weeks. In the wisdom of the church, and we don't always say wisdom of the church, church sometimes does some unwise things. But this is a wise thing I think the church did. In our tradition, we say to all of us as Christians, don't just make this ordinary. Take some time. We'll set aside 4 weeks and we'll look at this and we'll think about it and we'll pray about it. And we won't let a Christmas go by and just be ordinary. And be confused, even as Mary and Joseph were, about who Jesus really is. This is a time where we really need to humble ourselves. And we need to come before Christ and say, you know, I have done this all my life, but there's probably a lot I don't know about you. In fact, I'm not going to say probably. There's a lot we still don't know about Jesus in our own life. There's a lot Jesus still wants to teach us about who he is in our own life, about how he wants to use us, how he wants to be in relationship with us, who we are as his church and his people. That's why earlier in our service, when we signed this new rental agreement, that could have been done in the district office. It would have been just as legally binding. It would have been just as administratively legitimate had we done it in the district office with no one around. And yet, we really want to understand this is not about us. This is about the ministry of Jesus Christ. And every step of the way, we need to keep that in front of us, to not let things be ordinary and routine, but to see what Jesus really does mean in every step of our life as a church, every step in our life personally and in our families. Who is Jesus in your life right now? And whoever that is, however your relationship is with Jesus right in this moment, is a good place to start. But it's not where Jesus wants to take you. He always wants to take us to new places in that relationship, deeper levels of love and understanding and insight and connection with God. One of the things that if you come often, you've heard me say many times, God loves you and accepts you exactly as you are right now. But he loves you too much to leave you like you are right now. Whether you're happy with your life or you're not happy with your life, God wants to take us exactly as we are and show us even better. Deeper levels of love and connection, a deeper level of relationship, more understanding of who God is in our life. And if Mary and Joseph could miss that, with everything they experienced in the birth of Jesus, if Mary and Joseph could come to a place 12 years later where they really didn't quite understand what Jesus was doing, it could probably happen to us too. And so my hope is that we will be a humble people, that we will realize that Christmas has been part of our life for a long time, but there's probably things we really don't understand. Aspects of Christ that we need to learn. Deeper levels of scripture that we've not noticed before. Things that God wants to do in our life that we've never thought about. Ways that God wants to move in our church that we haven't even discussed or dreamed of yet. All these things come from the Spirit of God. So we could go through our routines. We could go through Christmas as we always have. We could do our family traditions and our travel and whatever we do. And it could be a very enjoyable, fun Christmas season like it has been perhaps many years before. Or we can humble ourselves and realize even Mary and Joseph struggled to understand who Jesus really is. Maybe we need to have deeper understanding as well. Perhaps we need to really take Advent seriously. That these 4 weeks we will look at ourselves and look at our relationship with Christ and say, God, where are we going from here? Let me be more connected to you. Let me not just go through a routine or ordinary Christmas, even if that's really fun. Let it be more than that. Nothing wrong with enjoying it and having fun, but may it be more than that. That we would come before Christ and understand even more of who he is and how we can be connected with him in our life. And the primary way that we do that in life is prayer, of turning our attention towards him. And I hope you'll do that every day. I hope you do that every day all year long. But if you don't, this will be a really good time to start that habit in the Advent season of taking some time to pray every day. And we do that here each week when we gather together. It is our habit to pray together. And I start the prayer, and I invite you to pray. If you wish, you can pray out loud, and you can pray aloud in any language you want. We have multiple languages, multiple nationalities represented here. We love that. And any language that you would like to pray, and we invite you to do that. Or you don't have to pray out loud at all. We can just have some silent time of prayer because God hears the language of our heart as well. And so let's take a moment and let's just quiet ourselves and let's come before God, not in an ordinary way, but understanding this is a special time, and let's pray together. Lord, you've done great and mighty things. We see in the story of Christmas things that are beyond our imagination. The angels appearing, the birth of Christ even to a virgin. The angels declaring glory to God in the highest, the shepherds, the wise men, all of that amazing story. And yet, just 12 years later, Mary and Joseph struggled to really understand the depth of who Jesus is. Lord, if it can happen to them, it's probably going to happen to us. That we could get caught in our routines and our ordinary affairs, the things we do of life, and perhaps we do understand some profound things in our life. Perhaps we have had some experiences with you, but life does become ordinary. So help us to prepare ourselves. Help us not just to go through a routine of Christmas as we always have, but help us to understand that there is probably a lot more for us to understand. Help us to be more connected to you, to be more mindful of who you are in our life, to allow this season to truly be a time where we draw closer to you, that when we celebrate Christmas, it won't just be out of routines and traditions, it will be out of a connection that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We ask this of you as we lift our prayers, as your people, as your children, we lift our prayers to you.